Welcome to the NFC East edition of our draft coverage here at the Student of the Game. I'm Kyle, the Student of the Game, and to my left, see, I got a little intimidated because y'all are usually on my right, but now you're on my left, Weasel and Chris, ready to bring you NFC East action. And of course, we go to the NFC East because they had the number two pick overall after mortgaging basically their future, their children's future, and their great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren's future to attain the pick from the Rams to get Robert Griffin III.
RG3.
The same. Well done, Weasel. And two key losses, of course. I shouldn't say two. One key loss. Safety, LaRon Landry, also in the mix as he departs for the New York Jets. But some additions as well before we really, you know, break down here. We got, of course, RG3, as Weasel astutely pointed out. Pierre Garçon, former Colt, as well as Cedric Griffin, former corner for the Vikings. Brandon Merriweather also required at safety as well. He's not going to be able to fill in LaRon Landry's shoes, but the Bear comes over to be their safety as well. Of course, a big name. You know this one, Weasel. Madu Williams. Aw, yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And then, of course, receiver Josh Morgan, also from the 49ers. So, looking at the draft here, we established the fact that there's a whole lot of real estate mortgaging in the picks here by the Skins to get RG3, which leads me instantly to look at their pick choices by position anyway, and see in the fourth round they draft a quarterback, one Kirk Cousins. Chris, do we need to administer drugs to Dan Snyder?
I believe we do.
Because the reason why we need to administer drugs is because sober, he ain't doing it. I'm just saying. I can't even come up with a good rationale. I mean, I'm listening to the radio today, and the shot doctor had an excuse, but it's the shot doctor, whatever. So the part that I mean, you got competition, but do you draft for a backup quarterback when you can just, I don't know, acquire one?
I think they mostly did off of best available player, and Cousins should have gone in the third round, the latest. I mean, he should be competing for, you know, a starting job with some of these other teams.
Well, that's true. I like the best available player approach, except
at quarterback.
At quarterback, and not just when you draft the quarterback. That's one thing. When you've mortgaged all that you have, and you're not going to have anything, any collateral to get more weapons for this guy that you've paid so much for, right? I mean,
they're hoping in a year or two they could do a Kevin Kolb type trade.
Oh, Charlie Whitehurst.
Well, they're hoping that.
Or Philip Rivers, actually, in all truth.
They could trade him away. Like, let's see, Kevin Kolb. Matt Flynn was a late pick. You have players like that. So maybe they're hoping to get picking him could maybe yield him a higher draft pick later.
Well, I'll say this, guys. I've talked a bunch of schmack on Rex Grossman throughout his NFL career. In print, and then we came to the podcast, you know, live on the audio and all that. He's what a backup should be. He'll get streaky, he'll win a few games, and then go straight to hell. And then all you got to do if he's your backup is hope that your starting quarterback comes back before the straight to hell part occurs. I mean, it seems pretty simple. I don't know. So, I mean, but looking at the rest of their draft, they did concentrate on, they were pretty spread out, actually. They got some defensive picks. They drafted two guards. I like that. They drafted another running back. I like that as well, especially with Clinton Portis basically aging out. They've been relying on Ryan Terrain of late. I don't know. I think I feel pretty good about that part of it,
yeah,
but
they
the
also
whole
had
quarterback
running back
thing.
Too. Alou?
Yes.
Alou was their starting last year.
He did good last year, too.
Roy Alou coming out of nowhere. Yeah, no one really expected that to happen.
Out of Houston, Texans.
There you go. Look at this. Rocking the knowledge. That's what we're talking about. So, you know, it's funny you mentioned Texans because a lot of Texans in history were Cowboys. We'll transition over to the Dallas Cowboys. And, of course, Chris's team's much maligned rivals. The Cowboys part with Martellus Bennett and Laurent Robinson. We cited Laurent Robinson, of course, with the Jacksonville Jaguars and Terrence Newman, one of their top corners. But fret not, Cowboy fans. In an amazing trade, they step up to get Maurice Claiborne out of LSU as their big draft pick. Some of their acquisitions also include corner Brandon Carr from Kansas City, a big staple there. That's a good pickup. Dan Connor, linebacker from Carolina. That's a good pickup. Kyle Orton simply because, well, John Kitna was too old, so they need someone to be the backup. And fullback Lawrence Vickers, because he can actually block the blitzing linebacker, and Tony Romo won't have his arm broken. So,
and also Brodney Poole from the Jets.
Brodney Poole, right. Thank you for the New York connection there once again from Chris. And a lot of defense in their draft overall. Cornerback, defensive end, all outside linebacker, strong safety. Their top picks there, as the first round pick was Maurice Claiborne, as we cited. And the rest of the picks, due to trades, didn't even start again until the third round, where they got a third round defensive end, a fourth round offensive linebacker, and a fourth round safety. So they're trying to rebuild their defense. I like that. The problem is their offense is mediocre too. So
I read that that Dallas had so many games where they were going into the fourth quarter with a double digit lead and they lose. So
Giants fan, you remember that, right?
Most definitely.
So when they focus on defense, maybe Tony Romo can get a couple more wins.
Right.
By actually holding on to leads.
Well, and you're remembering when Romo was blowing playoff games, they would get there on the strength of the fact that their defense would be stout, to where they if they had a lead or Romo made a mistake, there would be stops made, and that's gone away. That's a good call, Weasel. So, I don't know. As far as that, the Cowboys, they always look better than they actually end up. I don't know. I'll have to look at that a little bit more closely.
The Maurice Claiborne pick was really good. The problem with him, it was the Wonderlic score. You heard how he got a 4 on the Wonderlic. And it turns out like he has like a learning disability. And so I don't think teams hold that against him.
Well,
but
even on top of that, and this actually could be a false indicator of sorts too, where there was actually, when the big media got a hold of the Wonderlic score, first of all, there's probably two positions where Wonderlic won't matter. D tackle, and where it matters even less, corner. We all know Maurice Claiborne, corner. So that's okay. But actually, NFL.com released some sort of a study, and I forget the results of it precisely because this came out a few weeks back. But basically, the study said the most successful corners out of the draft had low Wonderlic scores, because it's about reaction, not reading the field or proaction. You know what I mean? So
I think you should have a particularly a high Wonderlic score. I think they said like offensive tackle, left tackle, and quarterback.
Safety should also have a good Wonderlic to go on the defensive side. So
yeah.
Linebacker especially as well.
But yeah, the Cowboys weren't expecting Claiborne to be there at 6, so they definitely jumped up because Claiborne was
six
number
or
five,
eight?
Number five.
Okay, and
they traded with the Bucks.
Right.
No, not at five.
It was
right.
It was
six.
It was six.
They traded with the Rams.
Right.
Sorry, it was six. Because the Bucks dropped two spots to 7th.
Right, and then ended up with a safety, which we'll get to that later on when we get to the NFC South episode. But okay, cool. So that'll take us then to the defending champion Giants. That's right, folks, an 8-8 team that made it to the Super Bowl. I'm just saying. Some key losses there for the Giants, though. In this case, Brandon Jacobs and Mario Manningham, thank you very much, as the 49ers, and the corner Aaron Ross also departing the team as well. Their pickups here include Cowboy tight end, we just cited earlier, Martellus Bennett. Chris Houston at corner is picked up, probably to replace Aaron Ross. Big pickup here that I like, if you could actually inspire him to play every down, Sean Rogers at defensive tackle. Ndamukong Suh, before there was Ndamukong Suh. And then they draft David Wilson out of Virginia Tech as the running back. Hopefully, I think they're trying to get that big guy run threat without all the mental drama of one Brandon Jacobs. Chris, what do you think?
Yeah, I believe it was a good pick. They needed a running back in the first round. But, I mean, they were hoping with a Martin who went to the Bucks. Job from Boise.
One pick. It was at 31.
One pick ahead of them. That's who they're really hoping for, because that guy's an every down back. But we'll get more to that in the NFC South as well.
Oh, they're saying the same about David Wilson being an every down guy too. So, what is it? 5'10", 200, something like that. That's a pretty big back. And New York has done well with the committee system of late. Bradshaw, Ward, back when they had him. Ware is the guy they have now. And then, of course, they had Brandon Jacobs, who's, I think they're going to plug in Wilson in his place out of Virginia Tech.
Before that, you had Barber with, what's his name? The guy came from Wisconsin. And they were Thunder Lightning, they called him. Lightning. Barber was Lightning. And
Yeah.
Think of the guy's name.
I can't either. He was a Penn State guy. Penn State guy.
No, he
right?
came from Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin? Okay. No, I don't know who you're thinking of then. At any rate, you know what? That's it's not 90s old. It's not Mark Brunell old, no. But it's old.
Right.
So, yeah, there. But a lot of the first two, their top two picks concentrated on offense. And then we got, I think, basically kind of a mixed reach there, too. No linebackers addressed in any sort of free agency. I mean, yeah, they re-signed a couple guys I got, including Chase Blackburn, who made the key interception in the Super Bowl. But no more linebacker press. Not much defensive end adjustment as well. Usi Umunyura and the Giants of late have been discussing contract for the past few years, frankly. They've been... there's been disdain there. So
who was I think what there was a different defense. I think it was Kiwanuka. He got two times.
Kiwanuka.
Yeah, I think they offered him. I think it was Kiwanuka was $10 million guaranteed, and I think they offered OC $5 million guaranteed. And he wasn't too happy with that.
Well, and I mean at this point he's old and he's injury prone.
Yeah. So
life's a beast.
Yeah, the running back was Ron Dane.
Ron Dane.
Like, Ron. Oh, one Ron Dane.
When you said it, one Ron Dane. Ron Dampries. Yes. No, I remember that name now that you said it. So, but anyways, speaking of names that I remember in reference to the Giants, also is Steve Smith, who recently went to the Eagles. Ah, segued. Steve Smith, however, no longer with the Eagles as he's now departed for the St. Louis Rams. Also another key acquisition for the Eagles for their horrid defense last year, D'Amico Ryan's inside linebacker. And their top draft, Fletcher Cox. At the type, they got a defensive tackle there, probably one of the top ones in the draft, but he did have some off the field issues, as I understand it. They jumped up to the 15th pick to get him. Some speculation says they probably could have still done it at 17. I don't know. We don't know what the war room was like. It was like, well, wait, I heard he's going to pick him. Yeah, you never know what goes on there in the draft as far as that. So a lot of attention to the defense by the Eagles as their top three draft picks were defensive. But, gentlemen, I have a theory that it is as simple as fixing up the linebackers for the Eagles to get to the playoffs. Not necessarily win the division, just get to the playoffs. Pop quiz. Am I crazy or am I onto something? Weasel.
Now you got it.
Chris?
Yeah, you're onto it. They also lost Asante Samuel, or they traded him to the Falcons as well.
Seventh round pick.
Really?
Yeah. He's 31, but and his contract to the Falcons was like, I think it was $3 or $18 million, so it wasn't like breaking the bank.
Yeah, but what he was going to make with the Eagles,
right,
was retarded.
Was like, you know, $12 million or $10 million yeah. a year.
So
I think it was $10 million a year for the next 2 years.
He was three at least words, able to Weasel. Reconstructure. So
yeah. Three words, Weasel. Backloaded contract. That's what it is.
Yeah.
The same thing that got the late Steve McNair in a Baltimore Raven uniform after basically bringing the Titan franchise to life. So
yeah, this third round pick, Vinnie Curry out of Marshall, with the Eagles with that 9 technique defense.
Oh, yeah, the
this guy's going to be hard to stop.
And just for the listeners there, what position there are you
defense
pulling?
End.
Okay. So yeah, I think their defensive ends are pretty solid anyway. Babin and Cole, but Cole's getting a little bit up there, a little bit in age. It's good to have a rotation. I think they're trying to model their defense a bit off the Giants, which would also explain Trevor Cox as a Fletcher Cox, rather, as a defensive tackle. He's less than 300. I don't normally like D tackles less than 300 pounds. Maybe I'm biased because I'm a big man myself. But he has a 4.7 40. Interesting. Interesting. Just saying, I think, like I said, I think they're stealing one out of the Giants card for that. So that'll be all four teams. Who's going to take this division? Weasel.
I think the Eagles, I think they're going to, I think they got their defensive problems fixed up, and Vic should be back.
Keep in mind, one Brian Dawkins retiring this year, kind of a huge deal at safety.
He was with the Broncos last year.
He was with the Broncos,
yeah, he was.
Right.
So,
but their safety issues have not been solved since then, too, is basically what I'm trying to say.
But Dallas
should
be in it, too.
But he's got the Eagles.
I got the Eagles.
So when I say the Eagles drafted a quarterback in the third round, it makes sense to you because Vic is hurt, and you don't believe in David Kafka. Well, he's not hurt right now, but he's going to be.
And Nick Foles is pretty good, though.
At Arizona?
Yeah. I mean, he had a rough senior year, but coming into the season, He was projected to be, you know, one of the top ones in the first round.
6'5", 243. That's not bad.
There you go.
That's pretty good for a quarterback.
Chris.
Man, this one's a tough one. I don't think the Giants can repeat.
The division, anyway. The
division, at least, because they lost too many people, I believe, you know, with Brandon Jacobson, Mario Manningham.
They've replaced every, well, not yeah. receiver necessarily, but they replaced a lot what they lost. I mean,
they did draft Reuben Randall out of LSU receivers. He's got some good hands. But they lost both games last year to the Skins. And the Skins got better.
Well, so, kind of. I mean, they lost to Ron Landry, and which for me, you know, I think the Skins now won't be able to stop anybody, so it'll be a lot like I think you know, they're both running quarterbacks who can throw good, quote, like, you know, Cam Newton, last year's top round pick, and then RG3, this year's second round pick. They're both very similar players, and I think they're going to have the same problem in that there's no defense. If Robert Griffin had last year's defense, maybe. Although the Skins did re-sign London Fletcher, so that helps. But
since I picked the Eagles last year, they went, well, they finished fourth in division, third in division. I'm going to go with the Cowboys this year.
Wow.
So I hope I repeat.
I want to pick the Cowboys, but whenever they do, they suck.
That's why I'm picking them.
So for me, I'm not. I think I'm going to pick. Right now, I'd have to pick the Eagles to edge out, I guess, because I don't have enough to say no, but it's all going to depend on how many Vic stays standing and plays. But, yeah.
See, the only thing with the Eagles, too, they lost offensive linemen that
mm-hmm.
tore his ACL. One of the starting offensive linemen this year.
Was that Peters?
Yeah, Jason Peters.
Yeah, so. Well, there you go.
That's so, Winston Justice, too. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
That can't help. You have any idea who that is, Weasel?
He's a right tackle.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure you tell the people that.
That helps.
I'm saying. Old linemen don't get respect, all right? You know this. Come
Got
on.
Got you.
At any rate, if you want to give us some respect, go ahead and shoot us an email at thesotg@gmail.com. Of course, if you happen to hear us, be hearing us through iTunes and not the normal website. The website itself is www.thestudentofthegame.com. And hit us up on Twitter at thesotg. Does anybody have anything else?
Nope.
With that, class dismissed.